Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, it's Anna.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. I have a little bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a little scratchy, but I'm really glad to talk to you. I love your video.
Thank you. I'm so relieved. I like sent it and I realized, oh gosh, what did I just do?
Kevin Chung just sent us a video of him dancing. He's in his bedroom alone, rocking out to the song that's gotten him through big life changes.
Miracle Mile by Cold War Kids.
We've been asking you about what song has been the soundtrack to a major life transition. Kevin's 22. He just finished college. And he says this song's gotten him through 5 moves in the last year. He arrived in Seattle 3 months ago without a full-time job and not knowing really anyone.
When I hear the song, it's loud, it's full of energy, but it's also this little sense of like, oh gosh, like I'm taking a huge chance. Let's hope that Miracle Mile is going to lead to somewhere I really want to be.
And we asked him to capture that spirit in a video, and Kevin did.
I kind of thought about what do I usually do when I listen to this song, and what the song means to me about, like, you know, big life changes. And I like moved here to my new apartment in Seattle. And just kind of like everything, everywhere, in the middle of unpacking, you know, I'm going to play this song and just dance it out. Just take a break and dance. Because I can.
When you dance, you also lip sync.
Yeah.
What did you use as a microphone?
I used my lint roller.
I think that's my favorite part.
I needed something. I'm like, well, my lint roller is right there. And it works pretty well as a microphone.
So that's our request to all of you. We want to see videos of you celebrating your anthems of change. You can do it in just 2 steps. First, send us a voice memo from your phone to tell us the story of why your song matters to you. Email that to us at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. And then record yourself dancing to your song with your computer, with your phone. Did you just open up your laptop and turn on your webcam, or how did you shoot it?
I used my phone. I had the music playing on my laptop, and I just put my phone right on top of my laptop and just recorded from there.
Email that video to us, too, at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. If you have any trouble sending it, if the file's too big, let us know, and we can help you get it to us.
I'm really excited to see how this project will turn out.
I made a dance video, too, with the help of Whitney Houston. It's not right, but it's okay. Combined for the first time ever with my Axl Rose slide move. Find that video on our Facebook page. And I have one more special announcement. Tickets are on sale now for our next live show here in New York at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Our guests will include Rosie Perez and her sister Carmen Serrano, actor Mahershala Ali, who you might know from House of Cards or The Hunger Games. He'll be there with his wife, singer-songwriter Amatus. Plus, singer Lisa Fisher, whose story you heard on the show about a year ago, she'll be there with her band. Get your tickets at deathsexmoney.org. Just click on the events tab. We'd love to see you there at the show in Brooklyn. And for those of you who can't make it to New York, we'll put it on the podcast feed soon after. We're back next week with a new episode with comedian Michael Ian Black. Until then, I'll be watching your dance videos. And Kevin will be starting a new job. He just landed a full-time administrative position at a university after working in a coffee shop for a few months.
It's finally feeling like home. It took a while for it to feel real, but it's starting to feel good.
Remember, dancing always helps. Send in your videos to us. I can't wait to see your moves.